First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, where I'm going to read. Amen. I'm thankful. I told him not to hook that to my coat because I'm getting hot already. Amen. I don't know how long that I've got. I usually just preach till I get to the end. Amen. A lot of scripture, some will come to my mind and some won't. But that's the way me and the Lord works it out. Thankful for this thought that the Lord had given me. I just need a starting place, Brother Bruce. You know how that is. And I got a starting place, and I just followed the hottest trail. Amen. And when I'm dreed, I'm done. Get to the end. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The Bible said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Yeah. Amen. That's what I'd love to talk to you a little bit this morning. Amen. I believe it takes the preaching of God to save them that's lost. That's why you ought to love your preacher. Amen. Appreciate him, because he's bringing to you the words of life. Amen. So thankful. This morning, the Bible said that faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So thankful for the preached word of God. The Bible said that there's two men on the road to Emmaus one day, and a stranger fell in among them. Amen. They walked with him for a good while and talked with him for a good while. Brother heard and didn't know who he was. But they turned in that night and they asked him to take the bread and break it and bless it. And they said when he broke the bread, their eyes were opened. Amen. In the breaking of the bread, he was made known unto us. I'm glad in the breaking of the bread or the preaching of Jesus, he's known unto us. We're so thankful. Amen. For somebody to come preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the good news. The good news that we don't have to die and go to hell. The Lord has made a way. Amen. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me, and no man come unto me except my Father which sent me draw him." Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. How shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? Amen. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. Oh, you birdie-footed devil, you. Amen. Thankful. Amen. And them that bring the gospel to us. The gospel of Christ. Amen. Man is called. Called of God. Sent out by the church. Amen. To preach the word. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it always will be. A man will try to change it. Amen. But it's just one way today. Amen. Hey, and it pleased God by the foolish of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. I'm thankful this morning. Oh, that I heard the preaching one time. Yes, sir. Several places I love to go to today. I love to start off, I guess, Oh, the Ethiopian eunuch. Oh, that came from Ethiopia. Had charge over Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. Had charge over all treasure, amen. But he's Ethiopian now. He couldn't get too close, just in the outer court. But somehow he had enough money to buy some parchment, some scripture. He had the book of Isaiah, and he headed back home, amen. You might come to church. You might get a Sunday school book, or might even have a Bible. Be headed back home and still not be saved. Still not be saved. Amen. They didn't do much preaching over there at the temple and the synagogue. Amen. But I'm glad that God's got a man. Oh, he told old Philip. He said, rise up. Philip was in a red hot revival. God said, rise up and go down to Gaza, which was a desert place. And Philip just followed the Lord. Amen. 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 I've been places, Brother William, where I was having a good time. But the Lord would say, just have to rise up and go now. We're going somewhere else. Amen. You better follow the Lord. Amen. I'm not trying to put nothing in your head. People crucify me. Amen. I'm talking about following the Lord. And Philip went down out of Gaza. And there was somebody, amen, that needed him. Ethiopian eunuch riding along there. He probably had a driver, six white horses and big chain. Oh, had the scripture, reading it. Oh, Philip looked at him and said, understand us what thou readest. And he said, how can I, except some man guide me? Oh, he was reading Isaiah, where he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb before his shears. He opened not his mouth. Amen. He needed somebody to preach the gospel to him. And God had the man. That was Philip. The Bible said Philip took the scripture. Amen. That same scripture. And preached unto him Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Oh, you can read that Bible, and it's good to read. But with a natural man, the carnal man, you'll never be able to understand it. Amen. We need some help. That's why God sent us some help. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, and then all of a sudden, God still be leading. There was water. And the eunuch said, here's water. What doth hinder me? Be baptized. Philip said, if you believe, you can be baptized. Boy, they just dunk them just left and right today. Amen. Don't matter if they believe or what. Just get that number and send that report in. Amen. But Philip said, you've got to believe, for I'll baptize you. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Oh, Philip carried him down in the water, baptized him. Amen. The work was done, and Philip was gone. And the Ethiopian went on his way rejoicing. Amen. He went on with a treasure that day. A treasure called Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Oh, Philip. He was a man of God. He started out as a deacon, Brother Mickey. I thank you. Come on down to preaching. God called him. God calling men today to be preachers. Amen. As long as the world will stand, God calling men to preach the gospel and sending them out of the church. I sent me out. I didn't get my license from the Farmer's Almanac. There's some word, California. His church. Amen. I still believe that's the way. I still believe that's the way. Amen. This is for everybody. God will work on both ends. The Bible said that Peter, amen, was down at Simon the Tanner's house. He's up on the roof praying. God let him see a vision. A great sheep coming down, capturing all these animals. And God said, rise and eat. Kill and eat. He looked and there was some unclean beast in there. He said, I've never touched anything common or unclean. God said, don't call anything that I've made common or unclean. God don't make junk. I'm here to tell you. Amen. God don't make junk. God made you. I don't know what you think about yourself, but God loved you enough to give his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Oh, Peter seen then. Oh, to call nothing common or unclean. God got him ready. Amen. While he was ready, there's another man over here named Cornelius. He's a Roman. I don't know if he's a soldier or not, but since he was the Italian man, that been a Roman. Amen. But God spoke to him, said, send Simon to Tanner's house. You need to hear from a man living over there named Peter. Oh, Cornelius had been praying and fasting and doing all he can. Amen. But he still had to have the preached word of God. Amen. And Peter would have never went. He said, I can't come into somebody's house. It's not a Jew. You're coming unclean. But said, God has let me know to call nothing coming unclean. So Jesus went in there. Amen. And he said that Cornelius gathered together all of his house, all of his kinfolk, all of his friends, said, come everybody. Oh, the preacher's coming. He's coming to preach the gospel to us. And they all gathered together. And Peter preached the gospel and is saved. Is saved. Amen. Amen. The gospel come to us Gentiles. That's you and me. That's you and me. So thankful for that. God help us now. God help us. And then we find Saul, religious man. There's a lot of people religious in this world, you know. They got a lot of religious ways about them. Amen. But they hadn't been saved. Amen. It takes salvation. That you can learn all there is to learn about the Bible. Now Paul, I believe he could quote her backwards and forwards. He knowed the law. He'd been brought up from a little lad. His daddy had sent him. Amen. He was a Pharisee, the strictest sect. He knowed it all. He knowed it all. He found these people out here that was trying to turn folks away from the temple and the synagogue. Said, believe in this man called Jesus that's died and been buried and rose from the grave. And he took it on himself. Amen. To put down this insurrection here. All these people, this new belief that they're trying to put out. Trying to destroy everything that we've all learned all our lives. Said it. Salvation might come by keeping to the law, but by believing in Jesus Christ. Oh, and he punished him. He was there, the Bible said. I believe this right here now. You don't have to take this if you want to, because I ain't got no proof to it. But he was there when they stoned Stephen to death. Yes. And Stephen said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Yeah. Amen. He said they laid their coats down at a man's feet whose name was Saul. I believe Saul saw him there. And I think God got on his trail right there. I do. I believe God got on his trail right there. Amen. And he finally caught up with him. The Bible said he had letters in his pocket. And he was on his road to Damascus. Amen. Going to arrest anybody he found. Praying he'd come in here, he'd get everybody. He'd get everybody in here, arrest us all. Amen. Stab a stone to death. Kill us. He's doing what he thought was right. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. There's just one way to life, and that's through Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, there was a bright light. Oh, he tells about it. It happens, then he tells about it about two times. And the light just gets brighter. It was a bright light. Then it was a light that was brighter than the noonday sun.
Yeah.
Amen. The light just got brighter as his journey went on. Amen. But it struck him down to the ground. Struck him blind. Amen. Struck him blind. He is walking by sight.
Yeah.
So God took that away from him. Yeah. Amen. The just shall live by faith. We don't live by sight, but we live by faith.
Amen.
Faith in Jesus Christ. So God took his sight away from him. Carried him down to a straight call, or a street called straight. Amen. Let me get it right. To a street called straight. Said, you wait there. I've got somebody coming. Saul.
Yeah.
He had to have the gospel preached to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't no better than you and me. Somebody got to come preach the gospel. He told Ananias, go down there. Said, he's waiting here for me.
Yeah.
He sees a man named Saul coming to him. Or a man named Ananias coming to him, preach to him. And I say, Lord, now, wait a minute. This boy here said, he's arrested and put to death. Them calls on your name.
Yeah.
If I go down there, he's going to get me. Lord said, he's a chosen vessel unto me.
Amen.
Chosen vessel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I found out something one time. You know what? I was born to serve the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
I was born to serve the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm a chosen vessel unto God. Not because I'm a preacher, because I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Christian. Amen. But he said he's a chosen vessel. And now I went down there. Amen. Preached to him. Scales fell off his eyes. All popped up.
Yeah.
He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. He started, established, I don't know how many churches, all across the known world at that time. Wrote about 16 books of the Bible in the New Testament. That wrote this book I'm reading out of today. That was Paul. But he still had to be preached to, amen. Can't nobody get in without the preached word of God. Because it pleased God for the finish of preaching. Save them that believe. Amen. Amen. That's the way it was. That's the way it was. Paul went preached to a man one time. His name was Felix. He said he reasoned with him of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Oh, that touched old Felix. He said he trembled. He felt God's power. He felt, he got close. He got close. Amen. But then it was up to him when he said, go your way. He said, I'll call you in a more convenient season for me. And when I feel like I can do it, I'll call you. I'll call you. And he called for him many more times, but he never felt that spirit again. If you ever feel the spirit of God, if you're here and you're lost, you feel the spirit of God, don't turn it away. It might not never come back to you. As far as I know, Felix never felt that again. He trembled just that one time and he let it go. Don't let it get away from you. Don't let it get away from you. He had the gospel preached to him. I'm preaching to you about Jesus today. You know, people say, Oh, if I could just see a sign, if I could angel come down from heaven, or if I could see something, it's just too much having to believe and having faith, preacher. I want to see something. The Jews wanted something. The Greeks required a sign, but he said there'll be no sign given except the sign of Jonah the prophet.
Amen.
They said, he is in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. So Jesus in the earth 3 days and 3 nights. But that wasn't the sign because the whale swallowed him. The sign was his preaching, amen. He preached to Nineveh and they all repented. From the king on the throne to the milkmaid down in the barn. They all repented in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. It's the preaching. So if you're looking for a sign, look right down here. Here I am. I'm the only sign you're going to get. I'm the only sign you're going to get. Just a man preaching. Not with excellency of speech. I'm not no big speaker. I'm not educated. I'm just hayseed. Amen. But I come to you with power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is on me. Amen. He is. I feel it. I've had enough times. I know what it is. I know the Lord. Amen. The Lord is in this place. Amen. He's speaking to your heart. Hear what God has to say to you. Amen.
God
has to say to you. One more, Paul and Silas. 12 o'clock, about time to go, eh? I know. Paul and Silas put in jail. Amen. Everybody don't love this. People fight it. Foolishness.
Yeah.
Foolish to the world.
Yeah,
Channel 19, 48 or 31, y'all know all them. They come in here and set up a camera back there and film me, then put it on television. People would lie. Boy, they'd fall down the floor laughing. Say, look at that. That is the foolish thing I ever seen. Is that boy crazy? Is that boy crazy? It's foolishness to them that perish.
Yeah.
Well, and to us, it's the power of God.
Yeah.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I'm glad my grandchildren are being brought up under this.
Yeah.
Amen, I am.
Yeah.
Amen. Tell your children. Tell your children to tell our children. And their children and other generation. Amen. 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 They took Paul and Silas and beat them. I'm talking, I've never been beat. I've been talked to kind of rough. That brother was saying something. I've lost him. Anyway, he was saying something about my whiskers. And I just done this for wintertime. I'll shave it off when spring comes. But he said, I didn't hurt your feelings, did you? I said, Lord, no, I've been preaching long enough. It ain't nothing like that going to hurt me. Ain't going to hurt me. Amen. But they beat old Paul and Silas, and I'm talking, they beat him. Well, Paul, he went over one time. He said, I've been beat three times. So with 39 stripes or 40, save one, that's 39. Been stoned. They stoned him one time, thought they stoned him to death. They stoned him. He said, that's it. He's dead. Let's go. They left, but he wasn't dead. He was still alive.
Yeah.
Shipwrecked. I don't know. All kind of things happened to him. They treated him. They whooped him right here. Him side. They beat him, boy. I mean, they beat him good. They beat him good. And then put him in the jail.
Yeah.
Locked him up fast. Said, you keep him right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be a time, you know, we say, I don't know. I'm going to have to give up on this. This is getting too rough. You start beating them. You start beating them, putting them in jail. They'll think about that thing. They'll think about that thing. Amen. That's when they'll come humble. You're talking about. Let your joy be turned to heaviness and your laughter to mourning. Amen. Come humble unto God. Amen. Then he'll lift you up. Amen. They begin to sing and pray. And the people in the jail heard them. They heard them. Oh, God heard them and sent a great earthquake and shook the whole place.
Amen.
There's people that's been in the church and God had shaped the whole place. Amen. And they still wouldn't believe what was going on. Said, what in the world was going on? What in the world was going on? But them old boys, their chains fell off and the doors come open. But they didn't run. They said, we're going to stay here and see what's going to come out of this. We're going to say, well, don't run. Don't leave. Just stay. Let God get finished with his work.
Amen.
Let God get finished with his work. God starts working on you. If he starts a work, he'll finish it. He'll finish it. Don't you worry. Amen. I pray God started on you today. If you're here and you're lost, I pray the Lord's touching your heart right now. Anyway, the jailer, he woke him up. The Bible said he called for a light and he sprang in. And he took him out and he said these words. He said, good sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah.
What must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. In the house.
Yeah.
In the house shall be saved. So he carried him out and brought him over to his house.
Yeah.
And they spoke to him, or they preached to him. They preached to the Philippian jailer.
Yeah.
And his house. And said, everybody got saved.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be where everybody gets saved. Amen. Saved and to baptize him. Amen. And then he began to wash them boys' stripes. I believe he was loving them and kissing them. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the bad I've done. I'm so sorry. But God had forgiven. God had forgiven.
Amen.
Now he was saved.
Amen.
Now he was saved. Brother Harvey was saying something this morning about the devils believed and trembled. The Bible says that, and that's so. They did. You could ask any of them, you believe there's a God in heaven? And most of them will say, yeah, I believe there's a God in heaven. Say, do you believe that Jesus Christ is his son? That he came down here, was born of a virgin, a young girl that had never known a man, lived for some 33 years, then died on the cross for your sins.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? And a bunch of them, they'll start calling them out then. They'll say, I don't know about that. They said, I don't know if that's possible. Amen. With God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's so today. It's so. It's so today. Right above the scripture I quoted a while ago, out of Romans chapter 10. I believe it said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised you from the dead.
Yeah.
Thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Thou shalt be
Amen.
Saved. You can be saved. Anybody can be saved today. Anybody can be saved. But you have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You have to believe it.
Yeah.
You can't just say the words and go through the motions. You have to believe it. And I don't know. I believe I've been around some that said they believe, Brother Mickey, but really truly they didn't believe. Because
right.
I couldn't see in their hearts.
Right.
God sees any heart.
Yeah.
God can see to the heart. God can see to the heart.
Yeah.
God can see the heart. I pray today. If you're here, you're lost. Now, evidently, there must be somebody that's lost today.
God,
or God wouldn't be sending this message.
God,
God don't send something for nothing. And it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You've had your sign. I've come, I've preached the gospel. I've preached to you about Jesus and Him crucified. I've come to you and I've done everything the Lord had me to do. God's touched your heart and you felt it. You felt Him touching your heart. And there's one thing left for you to do. He said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you'll just come down, you'll just be willing to come down. Amen. And ask God to forgive me.
Yeah.
And confess, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I need you, Lord. I need you in my life.
Amen.
I don't want to go on anymore without you. I need you in my life. You invite the Holy Spirit in your heart and your life. The Holy Spirit's a perfect gentleman. He'll not intrude upon you. If you don't invite Him in, He won't come. You don't worry. You're not going to get it just rubbing elbows with us. Sitting by us, it ain't going to get like that. You've got to invite Him in.
Amen.
If you'll invite Him in, man, and then you'll be sealed till the day of redemption. Sealed up. That is on the inside, can't get out. That's on the outside, can't get in. I'm like you. I'm one that believes in eternal security. I heard you say it this morning. It's all through the book. It's all through the book. God will save you to the uttermost.
Amen.
You hear you're lost. Brother William, if you'll stand with me. We'll all stand and they'll come and give us a verse of invitation.